It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
I didn't realize there were so many Eli Manning honks out there listening to our show. If Kurt Warner, this is a text message, if Kurt Warner is a Hall of Fame quarterback, Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. Kurt Warner was a two-time MVP.
Yeah.
And two-time first-team All-Pro. Like, Kurt Warner individually had great seasons. Not a ton. And I think you're on the right track in terms of, like, the fringe layer quarterback. Of comparing Eli Manning to Kurt Warner is a solid argument on your part, Texter. But to me, like, small windows of truly great play, to me, play more into, especially football, where the careers are kind of short.
Yeah.
Play for Hall of Fame level conversation more so than just compiling a bunch of stats. And I know Eli won two Super Bowls.
Right. But there was never an actual season where Eli looked like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Not even close.
It was very much he was great and he was good in these clutch moments. That was huge, but those were team Super Bowl victories with the Giants in terms of putting together a Hall of Fame career.
Right.
It's really the fact that he played for the Giants and that his last name is Manning that wants you to put, you're a sucker for the aristocracy. You would have been a red coat back in the, basically, if you want Eli Manning and think that he's a slam dunk Hall of Famer, it's un-American.
Do you think gets in? Do you think?
Oh yeah, 100% he'll get in. Yeah.
First ballot?
Not first ballot.
Okay. No. I mean that's what those odds were saying. I would love to go the other way on the odds of getting in first ballot.
I think there's enough crusty old voters that are like, no, well, not on the first ballot. No.
Yeah. I can't remember if I talked to John about that McClain, like where he is on Eli Manning.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I had conversations with him. See, like texts like this. I don't understand that Eli Manning isn't a good quarterback argument. Knowing where he went in his career, any owner or coach would trade CJ Stroud for Eli Manning. Yeah. If I knew that the quarterback was going to win two Super Bowls, if there were some janky ass quarterback out there whose career got two Super Bowl wins and we've got CJ Stroud and I know that I'm getting two Super Bowls, I would trade CJ Stroud for two Super Bowls.
If you're guaranteeing yourself
Two Super Bowls. Sorry, CJ.
Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks of the century and he's got one Super Bowl victory. Right. Yeah,
I would trade
Aaron Rodgers for Eli Manning if I knew for slam dunk certain that he was going to have two Super Bowl victories. Yeah.
This Monday night game tonight is interesting. Jacksonville at Buffalo. It's the next two opponents for the Texans, for one thing. They play Jacksonville at home next week and Buffalo at home in week 5. Buffalo's undefeated. The Jags are winless. So the Jags are, you know, kind of teetering a little bit right now. There's so many angles I can go to this game tonight, Seth, with as far as who I'm rooting for.
Yeah. Like,
on the one hand, Jacksonville coming in at 0-3 are going to be a completely desperate team coming in here, which is, I don't know that that's great for this Texans team, just because they're not wired like a put-away kind of team. You know what I mean?
God, no.
Like a foot-on-the-throat kind of team.
No, they're a let's-hope Caleb Williams and Anthony Richardson screw it up enough for us.
Yes, they can win. When they lose, they get blown out, and when they win, they barely win.
Right.
I don't know if I want them coming in 0-3. I think it's interesting, because if the Texans had won yesterday against Minnesota, I think you could make and they were 3-0, I think you can make an argument that Texan fans should be rooting for the Jags because, and again, it's only 3 weeks into the season. Ultimately, the Texans may be competing more with the Bills for seeding in the AFC than the Jags for the AFC South Championship. Mm-hmm. So if they were 3-0, the Texans, I might be rooting for the Jags tonight just to knock off the Bills and put them at 2-1.
There's a part yesterday where I was actually almost kind of happy that the Colts at least won a game. I'm glad somebody else in the AFC South won a game, just because it's not, I don't want the Texans to have a guaranteed playoff spot just because they got off to a 2-0 start. And they had such a cushion over the rest of the league that it says, oh, it's another AFC South champs, Brian. AFC South champs, Brian, lingers large in the minds of a lot of us to where it's not enough anymore. Okay. I can't just win a paltry division.
Right.
So, having said all that,
doesn't matter, Brian. But AFC South champions 2 years in a row, Brian.
Brian T. Smith.
Brian got banished to England. He's like one of these Eli Manning lovers.
He did.
That better off in America, better off in Britain than in America.
Yeah.
So he is. Brian T. Smith is. He's writing for some English publication. Though.
Yeah, his wife got a big time job over there.
Oh, good for him.
In London. Yeah.
It's
good stuff.
He's probably wearing like tweed coats.
Oh,
Shooting clay pigeons. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So okay, I want the Bills to do well. I look at Josh Allen. And I want him to be better than Trevor Lawrence in every way, which he already is, but I just want to continue that. I think I underestimated the Bills in some regards so far. It's early in the season, but I think they deserve credit for having lost. They lost like, they didn't just lose veteran free agents. They lost like five of their captains
from last year. Lost Micah Hyde. They lost Jordan Poyer. They lost, Matt Milano was still on the team, but they lost him to an injury in training camp.
Another guy by the name of
Stephon. Doing a nice job.
Guy by the name of Stephon Diggs. Yeah,
they traded him.
To
the Texans.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of pressure on the Texans right now for having an embarrassment of riches at wide receiver, and you can only blame cover two for so long before you got to start figuring out. All right, we've got one of the very best wide receiver rooms in the league, and yet we've got a moribund passing offense.
What
the hell's going on here?
Are you more frustrated by the play of the offensive line or the fact that Bobby Slowik has not come up with a counterpunch yet to what teams are doing to them defensively?
Well, I think all the counterpunches involve the offensive line, too.
You're
going to run the ball.
That's true.
You got to be able to run the ball behind the offensive line.
Kind of inextricably linked to each other.
Yeah, which ultimately comes back on Bobby Slowik.
Yeah.
I think his lack of a counterpunch, it's almost like Phil Maton saying that he can't go out and pitch the next night because he broke his hand. We're like, yeah, but you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
So Bobby Slowik might not have a counterpunch because the offensive line isn't playing well. But, oh, yeah, he's the offensive coordinator. He's not the pass game coordinator like he was in the 49ers. He's the offensive coordinator.
Correct.
And as of right now, like, where do the Texans rank offensively right now?
They were, the stat they showed yesterday, they were 12th going into yesterday's game.
Okay, so they're, and
something
they actually,
like that.
Well,
they were like in the upper third.
If you go
third.
By yardage, they had, that, they amassed yardage against a softer, I mean, I was kind of let down in the second half because I didn't get to watch all the super fun stuff that the Vikings defense does. They weren't doing all the funky stuff nearly as much because they didn't have to.
Yeah. Text message, I'm rooting for Jacksonville. We should be able to lock up the AFC South even after yesterday's poor performance. I'm looking at the race for the number one seed in the AFC home field advantage for the playoffs.
Yeah.
I like where your head's at, Texter. Don't let yesterday get you down. Keep that optimism up. I like it.
So the one that matters more than yardage or anything else is scoring. The Texans right now are, I believe, 21st in points per game.
Yeah, and their point differential took a hit yesterday.
Yeah.
They won two close games, and then they got blown out. So they're like a minus 19, I think, point differential.
And, like, yards per game, great. Hey, they're in the top 10. I don't care. Score points.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't rely on Kymie Fairbairn to bail you out at the 40-yard line every time.
Nope.
When your offensive line at least doesn't false start three times in a row.
Antibodies to you.
Antibodies and so forth. It'll be a better week this week.
It will. It'll be good. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Till then, have a great day, everybody.